Lesson 9.3, page 90. Exercises 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Our topic this morning is mistakes we wish we'd never made. I've got Sandy on the line with her story. Not her real name, by the way. Go ahead, Sandy.
Thanks. Okay. Last week, I wrote a personal email to a friend. A very personal email. But by accident, I sent it to a senior manager at my company. He has the same first name as my friend, but I didn't notice that when I entered his name. Right after I sent it, I realized what I'd done. I could have kicked myself. The manager hasn't said anything, but I'm so embarrassed. What should I do?
So, what do you think Sandy should do? I'll be taking your calls right after the commercial break. All right, so Sandy sent a personal email to the wrong person, and she needs your advice. Our first caller is Marta.
Well, Sandy, you're not the only one who's done that. It happened to me, too, but with a friend, not a coworker. I just pretended my brother had gotten into my email and sent it as a joke. But that won't work in your case, so just send the manager an apology. I'm sure he's not angry. I mean, we all make mistakes. That's the way it goes.
Thanks, Marta. And here's our second caller, John.
Oh, what are you worrying about, Sandy? That's digital communication. We write and send stuff quickly, and then we can't unsend it, so we have to live with our mistakes. I think you should say nothing and just get on with your job. It's no use crying over spilled milk.
Okay, John, thanks. Our next caller is Ramon.
Okay, the situation is embarrassing, but really it's not that bad. It could have been worse, like if you'd said something awful about your coworker and sent it to him by mistake. I think you should go to the guy and tell him what happened. Be open and honest, and hopefully you'll both wind up laughing. It'll turn out all right, I'm sure.
Thanks for that, Ramon. I'm taking one more call from Amanda.
Well, Sandy, no one is perfect, so try not to worry about it. It'll soon be a distant memory. But here's some advice for the future. Think before you write something, think again before you send it, and check who it's going to before pushing send. And don't use your work email for personal messages in the first place.
Thanks, Amanda. Well, you've got lots to think about, Sandy. Good luck.